Well, good morning and welcome to Chicago on Saturday the 28th of June 2014. And I'm actually sitting in a taxi. And in front of me, I can see television. Yep, there's a little television screen here. And it's telling me I can book my summer holidays. It's telling me that Impact Creativity is available. So I think I'm looking at a mixture of adverts. I think if I knew how to control it, I could get a map. I could probably follow where I'm going. But I'm heading to somewhere downtown, just under a railway bridge at the moment. I'm going from somewhere in what I would call the suburbs into the center. And I've been staying with my niece and her husband and two nieces, actually, and one of their partners, anyway, and son. So, anyway, family, basically. So, that's it. And the weather is overcast. There was some rumour of thunder clouds, rain later on. I hope not. But it's my first chance I've really had to reflect on Chicago. And I have to say how much I love the place. I mean, it was a very good experience when I arrived at the airport. I was picked up by somebody who I had met on the internet, on Google Plus, and the thrill of being picked up by Matthew Keel, that's his name, and taken around, shown a bit of Chicago, taken to an Irish bar, and delivered to the event I was going to on Thursday evening. He came to it with me, but met loads of people there. What was remarkable was meeting people that I had got to kind of know via social media, via their avatars, via their ideas, via their associations, via their, you know, what they liked, what they put in their blogs, and then meeting them face to face. And I've done this many times before, met people that I've met online, but I have never, ever been in a situation where I met so many all in one go. I would say that on that first evening, in a space of 2 hours, I must have met in excess of 12 people who I follow, who I read, who I like, who I connect with online over about 2.5 years and more. So, and then that continued again yesterday. So it's that I think will be my overwhelming experience, that, you know, Chicago is the place where a whole lot of things came home to roost. We're on a motorway, really. We're on a motorway. There's Coach USA on the left-hand side, and we're speeding along. And the traffic is, you know, moderately full, I would say. You wouldn't call it empty. It's about what it would be like driving around the M25 or the M50. And we're actually on North Avenue. In half a mile, there will be an exit to North Avenue. I've slowly getting to recognize a few landmarks. I wish I could tell with confidence, tell you that I could see the Willis Tower. I intend to go up there. But it kind of reminds me from many, many years ago of Los Angeles, but on a smaller scale, the part I'm traveling through now. But meeting these people, they were extraordinarily friendly. And, you know, no reservation, really. People enthusiastically glad to see me. And I was bubbling like a child in a sweet shop. But I have to say that will be my big first impression, how extraordinarily friendly and energetic even the introverts were friendly. No, but it was just a joy. I don't think I really took in intelligently anything anybody said to me. I was so overwhelmed by the experience. So it was highly experiential and emotional rather than intellectual, which is, of course, normal. But you know, this has, I think, indelibly imprinted in me there's Robert Morris University, a sign for that, just back there. I know of that place, never been there, but so to go back to this, I think I've been indelibly imprinted with an impression of Chicago, which will always remain with me for a weird reason, which nobody, even I, couldn't understand. I think of Chicago as a bit like Catania, and in another way, a bit like Munich. These are cities that I have loved, and for some completely irrational reason, I now associate. I think I expected Chicago to be a bit like Baltimore and The Wire, and it's very different. It feels more open, it feels more low-rise, it feels more green, and you know, I haven't been to any of the sites. Last night, after the conference finished, we went out onto the busy area, or a busy area downtown, and that was the first place that I saw loads of people on the street, you know, crowding around, sitting in bars, sitting outside restaurants. I mean, it really appealed to me anyway, and I felt humoristically that, oh, you know, I should up on a plane, leave Cork, and you know, move to Chicago, or to use that phrase that I love a lot, actually, bilocate. You know, in another world, in another place. I don't think I would live in one place the whole year. I think I would maybe live in two. I'm passing now the Skybridge South Park. It's just, well, you know, I know full well that after being here for, let's say, 3 or 4 years, I take it all for granted. It would all be normal. I remember I felt that way about London before I left it in the end. I was so used to it and loved it so much, but I ended up kind of taking it for granted. And as soon as I left London, I yearned to go back there. So I have to say, this is the third taxi I've been in. I think the first guy was from Senegal, the second guy was from Cameroon, so I haven't asked this taxi driver where he's from, but it's just really, really, you know, easy place to get around. Everything is different, though. Everything's different. You have to work out, how do you tip people? Do you tip people? The answer is yes, you tip everybody. But basically, tipping is completely different from Ireland. You know, you have to work out which tap turns on the hot water, which turns on the cold water. Who do you give your credit card to? I did something silly last night. I gave my credit card to somebody in a bar, in a restaurant. Oh, I've just seen a stunning dog, a huge poodle, or it looks like a poodle, up on stilts almost, you know, about 3 feet high. Amazing looking creature. Anyway, Morgan Street Cafe to the right. Not that that will mean anything to anybody. Morgan Street, South Morgan Street, 1000 West. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I ended up giving my credit card to somebody who took it away, and I said, oh, you never do this in Ireland, but it's the way over there, you get your credit card later. But didn't I forget my credit card? So I've left my credit card in a place downtown. You know, I suppose I should be worried. I think I don't know whether we're quite near where I'm meant to go to. I think I am. I think I'm nearly here, which is great. This is just kind of getting into Chicago on day two. I've been doing a bit of Instagramming, I've been doing a bit of tweeting. Actually, yes, the weirdest thing of all, I have to say, is waking up in Chicago at 6 a.m. and realizing that it's midday in Ireland. Now, that is weird. I'm used to it being midday in Ireland and thinking, oh, they're just waking up in Chicago. That is normal for me, thinking it's a bit like, so I feel like as if my left and my right have been turned around, so everything that was left-handed is now right-handed and vice versa. So, it's these kind of differences. Hold on, I tell the man the number. Just 1 second. It's number 1016. And there's 1041, so we can't be very far away. And I'm going to a place called the Inspire Business Center. The Inspire Business Center is wonderful. It's actually given us, you know, sponsored us this place for the conference. So it's a sponsor. And I'm just going to thank this man. Left. I'm here. That's it. Oh, left. Great. Thank you very much. Right, now I must pay my bill. Cheerio from Chicago. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.